This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that is right. Your boy Anthony Gallo on the Fan in the greatest city in the world. New York City, the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN. I've got you all the way till 5 a.m. until CeeLo and Al Dukes take you over for the warm-up show. But let's get right into it, as we got a lot to get to tonight. The Knicks, after what I thought was an embarrassing showing both on and off the court on Saturday, give me a little bit of hope tonight as they start slow and they scare me. But they show that maybe they're building something. Maybe they are going in the right direction as Brunson still is on the mend from his injury. They start slow, which, again, felt like another typical Knicks malaise starting a game, which is something they need to figure out. But for the sake of being positive, and that's how I'm coming at you today, as I feel a lot better than I did talking to C-Mac at 2 o'clock about the Knicks, I feel like tonight was something that they could build off of after what was a, you know, all around terrible Saturday, you know, between losing a game that I felt they should have won and then the stuff that happened post game, which we will get into with Draymond Green and everyone loving him up as Cat walks off the court. Tonight they start slow and were able to come back, yes, against a bad Miami Heat team, a team that struggles to hold leads, but it still matters that the Knicks were able to overcome a slow start, which I thought was going to snowball into something even worse, being a down 11 as the first quarter ends, and they bounced back. You know, all I thought in my head was, here we go again. This team is slowly chipping away at my confidence and my hope that they can actually do something, and they come out and they get the job done. In impressive fashion. And, you know, the two guys, there's a lot of people to key on tonight. You know, campaign played a big role. Josh Hart, you know, had an historic night, you know, in this Knicks franchise. But Saturday was bad. But after the performance from not just the team, but specifically these two guys, I've started to feel a lot better than I did the last, you know, 2.5 days. Cat has a great game. You know, 15-0 run himself, you know, capped off with a Hail Mary of a three-point shot. And, you know, he goes 23, 7 boards, and a block. It was a good night. Yes, it is not the most gaudy stat line, but it felt like a big night for him. And Mikal Bridges, who was in my opinion, the best player on the court offensively. 28 points. He has a 9-0 run for himself. So two guys who we have clamored and bitched and moaned about getting the job done and stepping up when we need the team to step up, they stepped up tonight. This W is on the backs of those two guys' performances. It's something that they looked relaxed. They looked confident. Bridges looked like he was aggressive. Four free throws? Oh, wow, that's not a lot. But for Bridges, that's a lot. That's like 2 weeks worth of free throws. So he looked more aggressive. He looked more relaxed, gelled. And then Cat goes out there. I haven't seen a Knicks player, maybe since Melo, go on a 15-0 run himself. So that was very exciting to see. So right there, something to build off of. I know I told you a week and a half ago that I felt this Knicks team needed to show that they could play with Brunson. It didn't really matter, Brunson being out, that they could play without Brunson. But this is a positive. It's not necessarily the amount of points or the amount of shots that Mikal Bridges took. It's the aggressiveness he showed. Campaign came on, showed a major spark, gave them something that they desperately need off that bench. I felt he was a major factor to the game. 5 assists, 7 points is not where my focus is. He had a big 3, but the focus is the spark he gave them. Josh Hart, his 8th triple-double of the season, ties Clyde for the most in a single season for a Knick. 1968-69 was the season Clyde did it. 14th triple-double of his Knicks career. That's good for 4th all-time. He finally snapped out of what felt like a 3-4 game skid for him where he was playing poorly. On top of the triple-double, we get 4 steals and a block. That's what you need from Josh Hart. OG gave you nothing offensively, and you still felt his impact on the game. His defense was there. Couple of block shots, a steal. He was out there doing things that you want him to do. The reason why they paid him $200 million was for a performance like tonight. Yes, we all got crazed with the untucked shirt, OG looking like Michael Jordan on the offensive end. But what I need to see from him is that defensive prowess. Miles McBride, again, gave you a solid performance. He's starting to look a little bit more comfortable playing in this important role as we wait for Jalen Brunson to get back. Mitchell Robinson, 24 minutes. He's starting to get those minutes up. Nearly a double-double. 2 steals. He had a good game. He had a typical Mitch game. 9 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 10 points. All of this, all the stat reading, all of this is to say, this is something they can build on. Now, they need to seize that and actually build on it. This is something they can build on. There is no fear of them. They're 5 games up on the Bucks. There is no real fear that they are going to slide lower than that. They are 5 games back of the Celtics, or 5.5. There's no real fear that there's no real hope that they could really make that jump this late in the season. But this is the time that they need to start firing on all cylinders. And for the first time since Brunson's been out, tonight felt like that. Mikal looked like the guy we wanted when we traded for him. Karl Anthony Towns stepped up when they needed it. He's, and to Karl Anthony Towns is favor, he's been stepping up. He played good against the Warriors. Outside of that poor defensive play on Draymond, he played well against the Warriors. And after that Warriors game, my thought was, when are the rest of these guys going to stand up? When are they going to step up? And they showed you tonight may be a step in the right direction. 888-808-1019. This is something this team could build on. They showed fight. They showed heart. They were able to bounce back from a really slow start from the game, which since Brunson's been out, it hasn't felt like this team's been able to do that. They made it easy. They haven't really been making it easy since Brunson's been out. You go back to the Trailblazers game where they had to claw to beat a bad Trailblazers team. If they can get the defense to do what it did tonight, and obviously, again, an inferior opponent. Yes, me being the ultimate Heat hater, as Fleegs has said in the past, nobody hates the Heat more than I do.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
It felt good to sweep them, but they stink. They're 10 games under 500. Their season's in the mud. They're not going to make the play-in game. They've been tanking since way before they got rid of Jimmy. No, maybe they will. I just looked at the standing, so that one's on me. The Raptors are a solid 5.5 games behind them, but they stink. That's the point. So the Knicks give us hope. Is it something you guys can latch on to? I feel that this is the step that they need to take in the right direction. They aren't really going to be tested anytime soon. But when they play, you know, let's look at the schedule. When they play the Clippers and the Bucks at the end of March, that's really the next two big teams that they play. Because, you know, the Spurs, Hornets, Wizards, and a Mavericks team that might not even be able to field a full roster is not really anything that you could say is a test. They have to win those games. But on the second night of a back-to-back against the Clippers towards the end of March, and then two nights later against the Bucks, maybe we start to see something. Yes, they've dominated the Bucks. They struggle with the Clippers. And Jalen Brunson's not going to be back for those games. But they can restore that confidence I had in them prior to the Brunson injury by games like tonight. You know, part of what was losing me wasn't just the fact they were losing games or struggling, yada, yada, yada. It was Bridges looked bad. Josh Hart looked lost, injured, whatever it was. He was not playing well. He's getting into it with the coach, which I'm okay with. Not going to dive too deep into it because they seem to have an open relationship, but more on that later. They dive straight first into the bottom as they struggle to find their footing after Brunson got hurt. You know, the disappointing loss to the Lakers, another disappointing loss to the Clippers. Both good teams, but both games they should have won. And the Clippers game was really where I was like, this team is lost. Without Brunson, they look lost. The Warriors game, it looked the same. They looked absolutely lost. Late in that game, they had three fast breaks, and they couldn't even properly space the floor on those fast breaks. So tonight felt good. They, outside of that first quarter, those last three quarters, they looked crisp. I was fully expecting them to come out of the second half and look dead. And they came out for the first time in a while firing on all cylinders. You know, I was slowly emerging from my slumber as I took a nap here pre-show. And I was shocked that they didn't get the doors blown off of them. So it was a positive. Down 11, you battle back, you keep it close at half, and you come out of the second half and you do damage. So many times in the NBA, the game is won in the third quarter. So it was nice for once a Knicks team that seems to struggle in the third quarter put together a great third quarter. And that is where my confidence is starting to build up again. I was down. I was rock bottom as I could be as a Knicks fan. You know, the story of my show last time was panic. Yankee fans, panic. They still should panic. And Knicks fans, panic. Today, I don't feel like that. I'm back to being glass half full Gallo. So again, you look at a slow start, and we all say to ourselves collectively as Knicks fans, here we go again. But then they battle back, and you get something out of the two guys who seem to be the target of Knicks fans in Cat and Mikal Bridges. They both look relaxed. They look confident and aggressive. Cat has looked good. I think that was, as much as it stunk to lose to the Warriors the way they did and the team to embarrass themselves post-game, I think Cat really got a confidence boost, and maybe he needed a little bit of a spark from a Draymond Green type to really get back to where he needs to be, even though he looked lost late in that game. Tonight was a step forward. He's one of the most talented guys in the NBA, and tonight he showed you that. Mikal Bridges showed you why you would even think of trading for a guy five picks. Five first-round picks. Now, I don't really care. A lot of you seem to care about that. Tonight, he showed you why. He got to the rack. He hit his threes. He got to the free throw line. And I know you're like, oh, you're making a big deal out of a guy shooting four free throws. He doesn't shoot free throws ever. And why is that a big deal? Because it shows he's putting himself in a position to take contact, which he's looked a lot to stray away from. He played 32 minutes tonight. Tonight, Tibbs played the bench at the end of the game. A shocker. Nobody over 32 minutes tonight. An absolute shocker. You even saw Tyler Kolek. Big East alum. So again, maybe you'll think that I'm getting too ahead of myself and I'm making too much out of a game against a bad team. I'm not saying that this absolves all my concerns. All I'm saying is this is the thing we need to see to build from. Not just even the team to build from. This is something to build back the confidence from a fan base that has opted to watch St. John's and feel more confident in that team than this Knicks team. So it's nice to be back here. I'm just realizing right now, to get a little sidetracked, they scored 116 points exactly in all three games against the Heat. 116-107, 116-112, 116-95. I have ADHD and that distracted me. But, and I also, anytime I can really just rub it in that they swept the Miami Heat, it feels good to me. Years of trauma really come up every time we play this team. But again, it's a building block. It's a step in the right direction. When you get that run from Cat, a 15-0 run by himself, when you get that run from Bridges, 9-0 run, not as impressive, but still impressive, that is something to hang your hat on. And if you can't see how special a player Cat can really be, then you're not really watching the game. You're not understanding where the NBA has come. Yes, we all would love to have the kumbaya and the presumed or the narrative that this team is gritty and tough and together like they were last year, but you need a guy like Cat to get you over the top. Maybe he is not the exact guy, but he is that guy. He does everything. He is a unicorn. I guess we got to stop using that term, though, because now a seven-footer that shoots threes, can dribble the ball, score at all three levels, is not really a unicorn anymore. No, at one point it was just KP. But he is special. You saw him pull up from the logo and knock down a three. I like that confidence. I also think that that shot is not as more, it's still difficult, but not as difficult when your guy is 7'3", or 7', whatever he is. Kind of closes the gap a little bit on how deep of a shot that is. But where are you guys at? Are you still not sold? Not saying sold, but are you still not ready to give this team a little bit of credit? Are you still not ready to maybe start believing back in this team that they could do damage. 888-808-1019. I think that this is a good sign. And I know most of you are just going to say they played bad competition. They've showed they could beat bad competition all year. Well, I'm sorry. If they go out, they win the next game against the Spurs on Wednesday, take care of business the day after that against the Hornets and the Wizards and the Mavericks. Before we get to that, you know, a little bit of a tough stretch where we do see the Clippers and the Bucks. I'm excited. I'm starting to feel that positivity that I felt around this team earlier in the season. Maybe it's St. John's getting me boosted up. Maybe it's opening day being right around the corner. We got a lot to get to. I have, you know, I spoke to a couple people. We have John Fonta in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to Ricky of the Yankees later as well. Obviously, we'll talk a lot of St. John's. I do, on this next side of the break, I do want to talk about, you know, we got a couple updates tonight, and we heard from Shams about Jalen Brunson, where that's about to be, how we can expect that to go. So we'll get to that after the break. As always, number to call, 888-808-1019. You can hit me up on social media on X, PicoDay_Gallo, or PicoDayGallo24 on IG. As always, I always monitor the WFAN socials. All that, Anthony Gallo on the Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.